there excited to be redeemed this morning? Come on. Come on, we're in the house of the Lord this morning. I need to hear some excitement. God is here this morning. Amen. This week was a bit of a crazy week. There's a lot going down this week. There's a lot of opinions and comments on what was going on this week. There's a lot of negativity that I've heard this week. There's a lot of nervousness that I've heard this week. But I want to remind you this morning that our hope is not in a person. Our hope is not in a party. Our hope is not in a country. Our hope is anchored in Christ Jesus. He is the one that we look to. He is the one that has the only hope that can give us what we need. And that hope is to be redeemed. For we all walked in this place as sinners this morning. But God has love and God has grace for you. We thank you, Jesus, that you are here in this place. I thank you, God, that when there's chaos and confusion, you are in control on the throne of God. I thank you, God, that you're not nervous, that you're not biting your fingernails watching CNN. You're not pacing around wondering what's going on down there. You are fully in control. And God, we give you all the glory and all the honor and say, your will be done. When everyone else is nervous, when everyone else is complaining, when everyone else is freaking out, Lord, we are unshakable because you are unshakable. We are unchanging because, God, you are unchanging. We thank you, Jesus, that you have not left us. You have not forsaken us, no matter what anyone wants to tell us. God, we thank you that you are as real today as you've ever been. And Lord, I just pray this morning that as two or more gathered in this place, and we know you are here, that your spirit would do powerful and amazing things in the lives of everyone that's here. And if we came in, if anyone came in knowing that you are a sinner, and I hope that's all of you, I hope you know that God's grace and God's love and God's forgiveness is for you today. Jesus, we thank you for the forgiveness that you've won at the cross. We love you, Lord. All glory, all power, all honor, all majesty to you, Jesus, for you and you alone are worthy. Lord, as we move into a time of offering in just a moment, I pray that with the same generosity of which you gave your life for us, and you so freely give us the grace that you won for us, I pray that our generosity would match that, Lord, and that every dollar that is given in faith would go out and do a whole lot of things for your kingdom, bringing your kingdom here on this earth. We thank you, Lord, for being here, and we pray this in your name, and together we say, amen. Amen. It is good to be with you. You guys can have a seat this morning. My name is Zach. I'm the lead pastor here at the Cross, and I'm honored to serve what I think is the greatest church in the history of the world. Our offering attendants are taking our offering now. If you are new with us, please don't feel any obligation or pressure to give. We would love to know who you are, though. So the backs of the seats have that connect card. We'd love for you to fill that out and put it in the offering plate as it goes by. Or even better would be to take it to the connection corner when the service is over. If you need any prayers, the back side of that card is the place to write those down. And we'd love to pray for you during this week as well. I want to say hello and welcome all those that are live streaming with us that couldn't be with us this morning. Can we turn around and just give them a quick wave? It's good to see you virtually. We don't know why you're behind that screen and why you couldn't be here today, but we know that we want you to know we love having you with us. And if you want to be a part of giving, just click that Give Now button and you can be a part of what we're doing right now here in the church. Thank you to all those that are streaming for us. Extreme Makeover, Church Edition. What do you think? Our team did all right, right? Yeah. So we are in a series called Show and Tell, Plant and Build. Last year, we kicked off a capital campaign at our church called Plant and Build. And in that campaign, we had pledges over a three-year period of $900,000 to do three awesome things. We want to plant a new church. We want to invest and build nonprofit partnerships in our communities. And we want to grow our existing church. And we've been doing all three of those things and working hard on those things this year. And we will continue to. And so we're taking a look at these 3 weeks at each of those buckets that we're trying to fill. Last week, we looked at planting a church. And we said, Jesus was very passionate about reaching the lost. And anything Jesus is excited about, anything Jesus Jesus is passionate about, we're passionate about. And the number one way to reach unchurched people today in our country is to start new churches. And we said at the cross, we will do whatever it takes, anything short of sin. That's the disclaimer, right? Whatever it takes, anything short of sin, to reach people for Jesus Christ, to reach people for Christ that no one else is reaching, we got to do things that no one else is doing. And we're passionate about reaching the lost. And we talked last week about getting Mark set up to be planting a church here in the next couple of years. If you missed it, you should go back and listen to it. Today, we're talking about how to invest in the community and to really pour into some nonprofits who are doing great things. We don't have to do everything. We can get behind others that are doing great things. And that's what this church is really passionate about. And so we're going to talk about that today. And then next week, we're going to talk about growing our church and how God is at work here at the cross. And you'll hear some great and exciting things, hopefully, next week. And it's going to be an awesome series. So today we're going to talk a lot about investing in the community. And again, what we've said in this series is let's take a look at what Jesus does with his time. Let's take a look at what Jesus is passionate about. And we should model after him because Jesus is a pretty cool guy. Amen. Amen? Amen? Good. If you didn't amen that, then Lord help you. Because even people that don't believe in Jesus think he's a cool guy. So anyway, Matthew 25:35 is where we're going to be. Some of you have heard these verses before. Jesus says, "For I was hungry and gave you something to eat, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go visit you?" And the king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." It's amazing when you look at the life of Jesus Christ to see. And you see a lot of these words in the scriptures where it says he's at a place and then immediately goes to somewhere else, or suddenly or at once he goes to somewhere else. Jesus was a very busy guy, and everywhere Jesus went, he was meeting the needs of the community. He was serving those who were down and out, lost and broken. He was serving the ones that were sick, that needed a doctor. Jesus would do this all over the place, whether it was actually in preaching and proclaiming his words, because some people need to hear the word, or whether it was actually receiving a miracle or a healing or calming the storm. Whatever it might be, Jesus was meeting the needs of those that were around him. That's what he did all the time with his life. And that's what this church is really passionate about. We said we want to reach out. We are more interested in what's going on outside of these walls. We want to put more attention in what's happening outside of these walls than inside of these walls. We're going to take care of things in here. We're going to be here for you. We're going to worship together. We're going to get excited together. We're going to come together every Sunday and fuel up for the week so that we can go out there. That's where it's going to make a difference. What happens in here is great and it's awesome and it's fun, but if it's not making a difference out there, there's no point in what we do here. It's got to make a difference in us. And we said at this church that we are passionate about reaching out into the community, meeting the needs of people. That's why even before we worshiped together for over a year, we simply met and did Bible studies and organized community events. And we're a part of doing service in the community because you said, well, you know what? Before we even worship together, we want the DNA of this church to be all about meeting the needs of the community. That's what we're passionate about. And so I've got part of this sermon series, Show and Tell, is going to be actually talking about ways in which we've given some of those plant and build dollars already this year, and some of the ways in which your dollars have already been at work. And so we've got some really awesome guests with us today. And so I want to invite up four very prominent community leaders. And you know who you are. If you are one of those four, come on forward. We got Marcia and Kent and Irene and Dave. So I want to invite up four very powerful, influential leaders in our community. And I want to invite up Mark. Yay, Mark. Come on forward here. Come on forward. There we go. Whoop. Perfect. Okay, good. They all came back. We weren't sure if they were going to come back after what we did last service with them. But they're all back. That is good news. And it's been a wild, crazy couple weeks that we've had here at the Cross. And so we have four very prominent community leaders. We have Dave and Kent and Irene and Marcia. And so before we get things started, we told them we had some prepared questions, but we're also going to be throwing them a few curveballs this morning. And so we got a few more. So I want to invite Marcia and Mark to come forward right here and join me.
Today
we're going to do a little Jimmy Fallon meets Jesus sort of sermon.
Jimmy Jesus.
I didn't say that. So I've got the first game. We're going to have a couple games here today because we like to keep things fun here at the Cross. Get to know who our community leaders are on a little bit different level. And so I've got a game for you two because we want to know if the leaders that we are supporting and the organizations that we are supporting are in sync with us here at the Cross, right?
Yes.
And so the first game I've got is a very simple game called Word Blurt, where I will say a word and you will say the first word that comes to your mind.
Sounds
and we'll see if we are kind of compatible. And so if, for example, if I were to say peanut butter, I would expect you to say...
Peanut.
Jelly.
What?
Peanut.
Peanut. No, I want you to say a different...
Jelly.
Anyway, no, that's the first word that came to your mind. So,
makes sense, doesn't it?
I mean, you should use a different word than what I actually say. I mean, it wouldn't make sense if I said a word for you to say that same very word.
Okay, so not what comes to my mind. Okay, good.
Now, I figure something's working in the mind. Is there anything going on in there?
No, there's a lot going on. Okay.
Okay, so I've got some words here, and the first one is chicken wings.
Eagle.
Gators.
Gators.
Dockside.
There you go. Eagle.
Yeah. Because I thought America and then I thought eagle.
So you should have said America then.
No. But my brain was ahead of my mouth.
Okay. How about this one? The Cleveland Browns.
Loser.
Dog pound.
Dog pound. You are compatible with us no matter what happens here. Just because they lost they've lost 10 in a row doesn't mean you need to rub it in. Okay, how about this one? Chipotle.
Amazing.
Burrito.
The burritos are amazing. That's compatible.
So compatible.
All right, I've got one here that may divide us here. Mark Crossman.
Insanely amazing, awesome.
Unbelievably crazy.
I think we can agree to that. Yeah. I think we can agree to that. Very good, very good. Let's give it up for the first game today.
Hey, Zach. Oliver's here. Hey, Dave. Hey, I think you left your sunglasses on the stage, and I stole them, but then I left them in the sound booth. So if they're not yours, they're actually mine, but if they are yours, they're in the sound booth.
You good now?
They were amazing, so sunglasses. So, I don't know, they just fit my face.
Yeah,
so well.
That's good.
I tried them on when he left it.
Oh, good.
And I walked around for a while pretending I was him.
Very good. Yeah, it was nighttime.
So anyways, needless to say, they're in their sound booth.
Okay. Are you good now?
No, I'm good.
Okay, just want to make sure you're good. So we've got four awesome community leaders here with us, and we want to hear a little bit more about what they're doing, how we can help them. And so I thought to start out, we would just kind of do you're on the elevator with someone, and you got to give your elevator speech for what your mission, what your ministry does. And so you've got a minute, 2 minutes tops to tell somebody what your ministry is all about. So I'll start with Mr. David Douglas over there, who we've got a nice little game for at the end. You're the last one today.
Yeah, thanks. I'm looking forward to that again. Hand in Hand is an organization that reaches out into our community with a hand of hope. We offer those in need an opportunity to make a U-turn in their lives. And we teach GRIT at our facilities, which for us stands for God, Relationship, Integrity, and Truth. We try and instill that into our residents and teach them how to hang on to that as they go forward in life, and they'll be just fine.
Awesome. Very cool. And how long have you guys been around now?
3 years.
3 years. And how many people are you serving?
Currently, we can house 22 men, 10 women, and 4 children.
That's amazing. And just a short time. Very cool. Let's swing it all the way over here to Marcia. Marcia, tell us a little bit about Life's Choices.
Well, we exist to help those in our community affected by an unplanned pregnancy by offering them practical services and the unconditional love of Jesus Christ. And mostly, I think what that boils down to is that every time a young woman walks through our door, or a young man, we're able to let them know that we love God first, and because of that, we can love them. And we educate them on all three of their choices, and that would be we educate them on the choice of abortion because we do know that they have that choice. We don't refer or recommend, but we do give them the education. Also, we have classes and help them with their parenting skills and life skills. And then lastly, but I think is the most wonderful option, is that of adoption. And so we want to educate them.
That's awesome. Very good. How about you, Kent? Tell us a little more about Habitat.
Habitat for Humanity has as part of its mission to create a world where everyone has a decent place to live. There's 1.6 billion people on the planet that doesn't have sufficient housing. Half of those people live in outright slums. And so we believe that if we can provide stability and a basis of Christian principle basis for people to live, that it will lead them to be productive citizens and community leaders.
That's very cool. Very cool. And Miss Irene, we had a busy weekend, didn't we?
It was very busy. Are you tired? I'm tired.
I'm a little tired. I think you can take a nap this afternoon. I give you permission.
Thank you.
Sometimes people need permission to take a nap.
Okay, you too.
Thank you.
We'll call each other up and find out when we're napping.
That's a little weird.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Okay, text.
There you go.
Anyway, Lake Cares Food Pantry started in 2009. When the economy had tanked, when there was a high unemployment rate, a lot of foreclosures going on, and we did see quite a few younger families at that time, we started out with the hopes and dreams of feeding about 15 to 25 families a week, and last year we actually fed 25,000 people and gave out over 340,000 pounds of food.
That's awesome. Very cool. Very cool. And so I want to know kind of on a personal level why you guys are invested in the ministries, because honestly, all four are great. All four are Christian-based. All four are directly from the Word of God, I believe, doing His mission, being His hands and feet. So why do you feel personally, and we'll kind of work our way backwards, why do you feel like invested in Lake Cares? Why are you personally involved in it?
Well, I don't know why. Because it wasn't anywhere in my game plan of life. You know, we start out thinking of one thing, and I started out actually at designing ladies' clothes. That's what I did.
I think Mark's tried on a few of those before.
I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
So anyway, but when Lake Cares started, I kept on getting this tap on my shoulder to go and to volunteer there. I started out as a volunteer, and I really did not want to go. I just kept on saying, no, I've got things to do. I'm too busy. But I just kept on getting that tap. And, here I am, the executive director now, and I have been since 2010, and it's the best job that I've ever had.
Very cool. Very cool. How about you, Kent? Why are you personally involved in Habitat?
Well, I've always believed that everyone, regardless of our occupation, has the same vocation, and that is to serve using your gifts to be Christ's hands and feet. And that changed my occupation in 2005, and it became very personal for me because Katrina hit on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and my parents and my aunt and uncle lost everything in Katrina. And so as a result of that, it moved me to change my vocation or my occupation. My vocation was the same. And I called Habitat International and said I'd like to be involved in recovery efforts. And long story short, that led to a new career 12 years ago.
Awesome. And you said in the first service, it was how many homes in 18 months that you, because you were part of, now you're president CEO of Lake Sumter, but you also were very instrumental in the Hurricane Katrina relief effort with Habitat.
Right. I worked for Habitat International at the time. They asked me to coordinate operations for recovery efforts along the Mississippi Gulf Coast. We built 1,800 homes in 18 months.
That's amazing. And I think we have video evidence of Frank Kipp being on the roof of about 1,200 of those.
Yeah, Frank Kipp's our construction volunteer of the year a few years ago.
There you go. Very cool. How about you, Marcia? Why are you personally involved and invested in life's choices?
Well, a lot like Irene, I could say that this was never my plan for sure. But in 2005, I was working in the real estate bubble, and we all know what happened to that. And I began to serve on the steering committee that for Life's Choices of Lake County. And they decided that I should be the executive director. But I needed to pray about that and think about that because I had a secret that I had only shared with a handful of people over 30 years. And so as I began to pray about it, the Lord really encouraged me to go to the board and share the secret. And in 1975, I was the young woman, 5 months before my big fat Greek wedding, that found herself in an unplanned pregnancy. But in 1975, the doctor didn't look at me and say, go to a life's choices. He said, we can take care of this. And so at 18, I chose to abort my first baby. And so all those years later, I was sitting there and being asked to be the executive director, and it was very personal for me. And I felt like when I shared that secret with them, they wouldn't want me. But they actually said, no, you are the one that we want because you can relate to these young women. And the only reason that I can sit here and tell you that very personal story is because we have a Bible study at Life's Choices called Forgiven and Set Free. So I went through that Bible study because 1 in 3 women today sitting in our churches also suffers with the pain and the shame of a past abortion experience. So God took what was bad in my life, and just like his word says, he turned it for good. And yeah. I just feel so privileged to be able to be in the ministry and to be able to share with these yeah. women that walk through our door.
That's amazing. Absolutely. And I think your story resonates really a lot with the people that I know of the cross, because we come in every week with some sort of shame or guilt or regret. And a lot of times what's amazing, though, is God not only will forgive us, like we've received that and we feel that and we experience that here at the church. But then what's really cool is how he uses our pain to become our purpose, right? Baptist preachers say, it turns my mess into a message, my test into a testimony.
Don't take a step back, take a comeback.
What?
I said something. Oh, there we go. It's too late now. The moment came and went. Guys, I need you with me at the sound booth. Seriously.
We were getting a little Baptist-y on you, and anyway.
So good what I had to say, too. So good. Anyways.
Yeah, it was good. Cool. That's a really great story, and I think God's doing that a lot with people here at the cross, too, where God wants to use what you've been through to help somebody else. How about you, Mr. Dave Douglas?
I think it's really interesting that the rest of the leaders here on stage all have that same story, where this isn't something that they planned for their lives, and I'm no different from that. I was in a career for 35 years and just couldn't figure out why I was stuck in that career, because that isn't what I wanted to do. I always enjoyed helping other people and sharing Christ with them. And then I started going to a church, and the pastor told me, hey, if you just quit your job and start a nonprofit, life will be beautiful and everything will be happy ever after.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. That was, sounds like a brilliant, brilliant, wise man.
Well, we'll let that go. But I'm so glad that for once in my life that I said yes when God tapped me on the shoulder and asked me to do that. I was probably the most unlikely person to be running a rehab facility, and couldn't figure out why God was choosing me to do that. Now 3 years into it, I wouldn't change any part of that. I love what I do. I love my life. I love being able to share my life and my experiences with other people, and showing them how giving their life to Christ and following his plan can change everything for them. As the song said this morning, I am redeemed, and every person that comes through our doors can be redeemed.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I love, yeah, and all of your stories. It wasn't anything you kind of stumbled into or planned. It was just kind of God came on in your path and kind of showed you the way where he could use you, and you all said yes. Probably not without a few wrestling moments, I'm sure. But how about just tell us maybe one thing that's surprising that you never expected or planned as you've been director of these awesome ministries, one thing that's been really surprising for you to see.
I think the most surprising or overwhelming thing for me is the growth that we've had.
Yeah.
In 3 years, for us to have the organization that we have is nothing short of a miracle. I just wanted to start one little house and help a couple of guys, and God keeps tapping you on the shoulder and saying, no, we want more.
Right.
We want more. And we keep going after that. And I think for me, that is the biggest surprise. I never expected it to be all of this.
Yeah, that's awesome. Marcia.
It's always Marcia. It's never
Marcia.
About Jan. It's always about Marcia.
What about you?
Well, I think the first thing is I never expected to still be doing this. I thought 2 to 4 years maybe, because the tenure of an executive director is 2. And so it's been 10, and I'm amazed by that. But mostly what I'm amazed by is watching the hand of God in the Crisis Pregnancy Center movement, because people say to me all the time, how many babies have you saved? And I have to look at them and say, none. I haven't saved one baby. I haven't seen Lisa save one baby. I haven't seen any of our volunteers save a baby. But what I see is when we share the love of Jesus Christ,
yeah,
and we tell them about the creator of life, and we show them through that love, I see God reach down from heaven, touch hearts, and change minds, and not only save a baby in a womb, but save a soul.
Yeah.
And so that's been the most incredible thing to me. And then to work with such wonderful people in our community and all of our volunteers, but truly just divine interventions from our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
It's been amazing.
Amen. Cool. Very good. And how about you, Kent? And by the way, Kent, what was it, a year, maybe about a year and a half ago, took me to the Masters. And so these other three ministry leaders have not. So just saying that.
The one word I think that really triggers for me is we live in a world so much that's transactional. You do this for me, I do that for you. But the word that really stands out in my mind is transformational. Every one of us are involved in infecting people's lives in a transforming way. And we know that the people who receive our services are transformed. We see it every day. We cry with them. We pray with them. But the thing that I wasn't expected was the fact that the transformation that occurs with the people who volunteer to work with us,
yeah,
in the community, and the church people that come out and serve. There's true transformation that occurs when you're willing to give yourself whatever gifts, talents, skills you have to serve someone else.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know that's the case for me. A lot of times when I sign up to do a volunteer project, I'm really excited, but then I realize it's Saturday morning at 8 and I want to sleep. But then I get there and it's like, oh man, that was awesome. God really used me. And I walk away more affected probably than the people that I affected, especially with a hammer. I'm not very good at that. But anyway, Miss Irene.
Yes. I'm just absolutely amazed at the volunteers that we have at Lake Cares Food Pantry. We have over 175 active volunteers that don't, they're not giving up their money, which a dollar, if you give a dollar, you can make a dollar back again. And believe me, I do like those dollars. but when somebody gives up an hour of their time, of 4 hours of their time, they can never get that time back again. They're really giving of their life. And they love on our clients. Our mission statement is to feed the body, educate the mind, and lift the spirit of all individuals. And when those clients come into Lake Cares, they get love from us. They get hugs. They get prayer. They get the food as well too. They have an opportunity of getting out and talking to people, because they always get interviewed when they come in and see us. We don't just hand them a bag of food and say, here you go. We have them sit down and we spend time with them. And over 65% of our clients are seniors and disabled. And so many of our seniors will say, if we didn't come to Lake Cares, we would never get out of the house except to see the doctor.
Yeah, that's amazing. All four of you are doing incredible things. And the individuals' lives that you change in the stories is just phenomenal. And so thank you guys for all you do. We got another question for you. But first, I want to turn it over to my co-host, Mark Crossman.
I must be honest, I'm really touched by all these great individual stories. But there's one little word I'm missing this morning, the word team.
Huh.
And I'm a little disappointed, to be honest with you, because we're not a church about individuals.
Wait, you're saying that?
Yeah, we're
okay.
Not. We're a team church. That's why we call our L teams not amazing individuals with stories, L teams. Is
wow.
What we've decided to call it.
That's
so
deep.
So here we're going to do this morning. I like these people, but can they be a team? Is
right.
The real question. So we're going to do a little game here this morning, a team game. a game that I put together over 5 minutes of watching YouTube. And here's what we're going to do. It's a little game called Password.
Wait, password is pass. The interpretation.
Pass.
Password.
I don't know what pass is. Pass. It's pass. Pass the word. So Marsha, Dave, how this is going to work
don't
is...
Don't open, right?
Yeah, not allowed to open it, not allowed to look at anything right now. So there's a word in there, and this is how this is going to work. You're going to open it up, you're going to see the word, then you're going to try to describe to your teammate what the word is by using one word, but not using the actual word. Because if you use the actual word, it would be the stupidest game ever. So it has to be...
It would just show that you could read, which is important.
Which that would be great in kids' church, but not yet. So we want to see if you can do that. You can make hand gestures and motions. You're not allowed to point to human beings. So like if the word is humble, you can't point to me. Too basic. too obvious. So... All right. Okay, good. So you need to close your eyes. You need to close your eyes. We're going to flash the word on the screens. Flash it. There we go. All right. See the words in your envelopes. Okay, you're going to open the envelope. There we go. Oh, beautiful. Okay, so we're going to start with Dave. And so let's see. Are you guys a team? Because that's really what matters. So one word.
Password.
Password.
That was so weird.
South Africa.
Ooh.
Ooh, close.
Whoa,
close.
Are you
close.
Kidding me? No. Wrong. So wrong. You were so off. It's not even funny.
It's kind of funny.
It's kind of.
Kangaroo.
That's a good one.
Australia?
Oh.
The women.
Okay, so the ladies lost. Just putting their score down, so you get 3 amazing points. Okay, so
3?
Round 2, yeah, 3 points.
Yes.
I've got a point system.
Okay.
That I've worked at.
Sounds brilliant.
No, it's a good point system.
Yeah, no, it sounds like
if they
like
get it on the first one, 4, 3, and then 0, it works. Okay, so the second word. Dave, Marsha, close your eyes. Ladies will go first this time. Let's show the word on the screen. Wow, I can't wait for this. Alrighty. I've put you in what we like to call a pickle. Okay, so... There we go.
Is this timed?
Yes, there is time on it.
Marsha?
Just watching.
Just listening. What's happening?
Just listening.
I'm a little confused. Why is there a team huddle? Oh, there's its clock. Yeah,
oh,
thank you.
Oh, the clock came
thank
in.
Thank you, team guys at the back there.
Pastor?
Okay. Is that what you're going with? Is that the official thing? Pastor is what was said.
Pastor,
okay.
Not pastor.
Okay, so pastor was said. All right.
Pastor playing password.
Your turn.
Name.
Whoa. That was kind of deep.
David.
He said David. He said his own name. So now, if you guys get it right, you get 2 points, because it would have been 4, then 3, now 2. Gosh, you guys are so... I can think of so many descriptive... I would win this thing. Okay, I technically said you can't point to a human. I literally gave one rule in the game. One. I said this one thing. I said there's one rules, there are no rules, and then I followed that up with... Don't point to a human. And you just went like this.
I was pointing to the chair. To the chair.
All right, Marsha, over to you.
Zach?
Yes, Zach Zander. Well, yeah, I mean, this is...
What words did you have?
Oh, I've got many. Leader, poet, warrior.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Norwegian. Okay, so here we go. Round 3. We are.
Are you giving points, or did they get this?
We got the first point. So you guys got the... Gee, okay, the guys are being crushed. So you got 2 points for that. You got 2 points. So you've got 5 points.
The tech team's having
yes,
some fun with you.
You've got no points. So 3, 5, no. Okay, so here we go. Who read the last one? Okay, so there we go. This is a good one. I thought long and hard about this one. This is a good one. Okay, close your eyes. Okay, flash the word. So, righty. Ladies first. We're gentlemen.
Wow.
One word to describe.
Was wow your word?
No. One word?
Yeah. Or emotion. Body language is 97% of communication.
Outdoors.
Horse riding?
Worm?
What did she say?
A worm.
Every once in a while. Okay, yes.
Construction site.
Oh, nice.
That's true.
Construction site. No, it's one. It's one. It's definitely one word. It's definitely one word. Habitat for Humanity, construction site. That's actually brilliant. It's really good what you just said there. And worm is the other clue you have, which was, that was amazing.
And you can do a motion.
Dave, would you care to do a motion? What did you say? The Hulk. No, that's incorrect. So this is what we have so far. Worm, construction site, Hulk. This is for 1 point, because you guys have lost every other.
Bathroom. Porta-potty?
Yes!
Wow, the women are dominating.
Wow. Okay, that's another point. So there actually is no point to carry on because there's now one. So if the guys get the next one right, they get a tote. Okay, well, you can't actually win, but we'll just do the last one for fun. So here we go. Here we go. Last one. All righty. Close your eyes. This is so easy. Pastor Zach actually spoke about this a while back. All right. So close your eyes. Let's see the word on the screen. There we go. It's easy. It's so easy. All righty. Guys first this time.
Cardigan.
Oh.
So easy.
So easy.
Well, I've never seen such fear in a man's eyes. What do you think a cardigan is?
Yeah.
Sweater, yay!
You were thinking cashmere?
Cashmere.
They do call me the cashmere cowboy.
Well done.
I don't know why. But
so there's no team. Okay, so bonus point.
So who won?
No, they crushed them. Absolutely annihilated them. Yeah.
And the points really mattered, right?
Yeah.
Good. So one more question for each of you guys. And this is, we would love to know as a congregation, because we really care about reaching out into the community and being a part of what you guys are doing. So how can the Cross, how have we helped and how can we continue to help your ministries? And we'll start with Marcia.
Well, I remember when you first came into my office, and who would have thought we'd be sitting here talking about
the stuff we're talking about, yeah, porta potties, I agree.
About worms,
oh, partnering,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, porta potties.
Yeah,
and all
partnering,
that.
Right.
But first of all, we appreciate so much your prayers, because we can't do what we do without that on the front lines of what we do. So we appreciate your prayers. We appreciate your giving, especially through our baby bottle program. You guys always bring it in, and we're so appreciative of that.
What would you like to say to the 15 people that take one and never bring it back, that actually steal a baby bottle from you?
That is worth a dollar, and so we would like that bottle back. And you don't even have to fill it, but it is worth a dollar.
I just wanted them to feel guilty if they actually did steal a baby bottle.
I only did that because he said to do it.
Anyway, so
we do appreciate those baby bottles and all that you do through that program. But most recently, we were really blessed and actually very surprised at the $10,000 gift that you gave us. And we made that a matching gift trying to raise $20,000. And I think they have a picture of what that's going to go towards, because God has really given us a big vision. And that is to put the pregnancy center on wheels and do a medical mobile unit. And this way we'll be able to go serve people. We'll be able to go save lives and to go share Jesus. And so thank you so, so much for that gift. And we hope that we can turn it into $20,000, or he will turn it into $20,000.
Amen.
But the other thing that you all, yeah, that's great. Thank you all. The one thing that we always, always need are people. We need you to volunteer. And so many times people think, well, how? What does that look like? What do I need to do? Well, you need to go through our training, and we will train you to do what we do. and we only ask you to serve 4 hours once a week. And so I would ask you, if you're in the room and this is something that appeals to you, talk to me afterwards, connect with the church, and we can put you to work. And I will tell you that you will never be disappointed.
Awesome. Very cool, Marcia. How about you, Dave?
The cross was very instrumental in getting our organization started. From the very beginning, helping us with the paperwork, filing for our 501c3, helping us to jump through all of those hoops that are necessary to start an organization, made it very easy for us. And then Pastor Zach decided that he wanted to do something to boost us financially to help us get started. And if you haven't noticed, he can talk pretty good and pretty long, so he decided to attempt to break the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest speech ever, and he preached the Bible for 53 hours and 18 minutes and shattered that record.
Amen.
And the outcome of that was it raised $100,000 to get our organization off the ground. The next step in that was we had a hand-in-hand Sunday here at the church, and on that Sunday morning, we raised another $100,000.
So, and that was easier for me.
Yes.
Just saying.
Yeah, and you didn't speak near as long.
No.
Since then, some of the plant and build money, $10,000, was donated to us from that. And all of the people from this congregation who have volunteered, the many, many hours that have been involved in putting together our gala, our Spurs and Sparkles event that we just recently had, all of the fundraisers that we've done, the community events, the countless hours that they have spent working to help this organization and keep us afloat is nothing short of amazing to me.
Awesome. Very cool. Irene, we had a busy weekend.
It was very busy.
Yeah.
Yes. And I don't know if many of you know the way that Lake Cares actually got started. It was in 2008, the fall of 2008, when a pastor had challenged the congregation to make a difference in a person's life. That pastor was Pastor Paul Hoyer from Holy Cross Ministries, which I'm sure many of you know is the church.
Yeah.
And so he touched a woman's heart. Her name is Deborah Paradis. She went out and she did a food drive, and she collected enough food to have it distributed in front of Hillcrest Insurance, and that was in the winter of 2008. By April of 2009, Lake Cares Food Pantry was birthed. And it was through the guidance of Pastor Paul Hoyer, who was also our president for quite some time, who helped us with the direction that Lake Cares needed to take. We actually modeled ourselves after the Sharing Center, which is part of Holy Cross Ministries as well, too. So there's a real connection there. And when Pastor Paul retired from Lake Cares, he brought on the board Pastor Zach. And Pastor,
sorry about that trade. Yeah, that, it's tough.
It was an amazing trade. It really was. We're so blessed to have Pastor Zach on our board and to have the ministry, the sharing with this church. What was done this weekend was phenomenal. I mean, to have... It was the largest potluck dinner in Lake County, which is amazing.
We're pretty sure of that.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, to have 1,000 people, up to 1,000 people come and have that fellowship together. And I see David Oliver Willis is in the audience, and he performed. And it was just such an amazing experience. But the amount of money that was raised is also helping Lake Cares in another way, besides just feeding the community, which... you know, for every $10 that's donated, we can purchase up to 54 pounds of food, which is phenomenal to start out with.
Yeah.
And 96 cents of that dollar also goes directly in helping the client. So you know that your money is really getting spent wisely. But we also have the opportunity now. We just made a purchase of a refrigerated truck so we can go out through the community and pick up the food that's for free. So thank you so much to the Cross.
Absolutely. Very cool. How about you, Kent?
Well, you know, we've got appreciate across so much, not only for the gift that you made from Plant and Build, but through the L team and Kyle being the representative for the church that helps bring volunteers into Habitat's sphere of influence. And even last week coming out and they helped raise the wall of our first veterans home that we're building in Umatilla. And we just see opportunity after opportunity. And so just to encourage you to continue to work through Kaya to say, hey, I want to be able to be available as a volunteer. And you don't have to swing a hammer. You can serve in data entry. You can do all kinds of things. You don't have to be a construction wizard in order to serve. But we just appreciate the Crosses partnership and look forward to being able to recognize how the impact is made in lives of people over time.
Amen. What's really neat is last year we made a commitment for Plant and Build. That second bucket was we're going to give $150,000 in 3 years on top of what we normally give as a congregation to nonprofit ministries and to people who are really doing great work. And all four of these ministries are absolutely incredible. You guys do amazing work, and we want to get behind you and support you and pray for you and so send volunteers your way. And what was neat this last year combined with the four is we gave $50,000 to you guys as a whole. And a lot of those dollars were matched, or we had other sponsors, or it propelled other people to give. And so the gifts were actually made an even much larger difference than the $50,000. And one of the things we also pledged is we want to have active volunteers. And so not only $150,000, but 150 active volunteers from the Cross in our nonprofit ministries. And so I know as you're hearing the stories, and I know me personally, my heart tugs towards certain things more than others. All of it's great. All of it is doing God's will. I've said from the beginning, if you don't feel like you're living a good story, find somebody that is and join with them. And you're going to find yourself really motivated and really doing great things for God. And so I would just encourage you, if any of your hearts are tugging in a certain way, these four will be here today. Talk with them. Ask them how you can get involved, and we would love to send just an army of volunteers as well as continued finances and prayers to you guys to let you guys do what you do best. And you're reaching a lot of people, so very cool. All right, before you leave, we got one more game. I'm going to host this one. I need Mark Crossman and Dave Douglas to go towards the middle, please.
I actually think everybody should participate.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. I've already gotten no.
No, verbal. I think everybody on stage should participate.
No. Okay. This is my game. I host.
Fine.
So this game is called Egg Russian Roulette.
Egg on your face.
And so there are 9 eggs in here. 7 of them are hard boiled. 2 of them are not. And so you will each take an egg and smash it and find on your forehead to find out.
So I did.
And the reason we're doing this is because we are a faith-filled, big-thinking, fearless church. And we want to know the ministries that we're...
Facebook Live.
Yeah, it should go Facebook Live. Why don't you work on that? This... We want to know the ministries that we are compatible with, partnering with, are faith-filled, big-thinking, fearless.
Eggless.
Eggless. No, I don't think that's...
So I take an egg...
So you're going to take an egg... No. You will take an egg and you will smash it on your forehead, and we will find out who the real winner is, who's the most faith-filled, big-thinking. Does that make sense?
Makes
I have a towel
sense.
For you, Mark. I'm making you pick yours up off the ground. In the last service, this is not staged. In the last service, Dave picked a hard-boiled, and Mark did not on his first attempt. And so... A little revenge, perhaps. Dave, I'll let you go first again.
No, keep them on.
And you can face the crowd a little bit.
Yeah.
Make sure you got that bucket.
I don't have a good feeling.
And give it some good. Give it some good. Like, don't
no,
just
you
like,
were
don't
so
just.
Soft
you just
on.
Tapped it last no, time. That's not. Okay. Hard boiled. Hard boiled. Okay, Mark. This is not staged.
Oh, not that one.
See if you can make one good choice in life.
This is good. This is good. This is good. I feel confident.
Yeah, you feel good?
Yeah, I feel very good.
Ah! Hey!
There we go.
Okay, here we go. It's getting down to the wire. 5 good, 2 bad.
You're going down. Downtown. Got such a nice shirt on today.
Oh!
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 It didn't do anything to him.
He handled it a lot better than you. Do you want to keep going?
What did I do?
Do you want to keep going?
Are we done?
I mean, we can see if you...
Feels good. This feels very good.
Come on, finish it out.
This is so great. Oh, I've got a terrible feeling.
And I'll make a deal. If the last one is still in there,
yeah,
and it's bad, I'll do it.
Okay, okay. Okay, so here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Okay. We're getting down to the wire. Getting down to the wire. Faith-filled big thinking. Faith-filled big thinking.
That's not a good one. That's not good at all.
Okay, Crosby. Crosby, it's me and you, buddy. Me and you.
Yeah.
Me and you.
Man, this is it.
Take your egg.
Gosh, I need this. Lord, just this one.
We meet again, Crosby. We meet again. We... I don't know which left.
No.
Uh-oh.
Can I reach it? Okay, together at the same time.
You want to do it together?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready? One, two, three. You lost, but you also got some on me.
I hate. Of course, I picked the light.
Very good.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, let's have these four leaders stand for me. Could you guys stand? And Mark, I'm gonna bring you back. Actually, not for any more humiliation, but I want you to pray for these leaders. Just watch where you're standing. We made a little bit of mess. So you want to pray for him?
Oh, I must pray.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You need to do something. And if all of you out there would extend your arms, we want to lay hands. The Word of God talks about laying hands on people and praying for them. And so would you extend your arms? And Mark, if you'd pray for each of these leaders.
Father, we just want to thank you so much for this incredible opportunity this morning to hear the hearts of your people, Lord. The one story that kept on popping up, Lord, is that where there was a need, people stepped up to fulfill that need. Father, I thank you so much that on this stage this morning is represented your personality, Lord, in so many different wonderful ways. I thank you, Father, that as we reach out to community, to different people with different hurts, with different brokenness, Lord, I thank you that we are Jesus to those people in such unique, specific ways, Father. This morning, I want to thank you just for every single one of these leaders in the front here, Lord. We know how tiring it can be sometimes, Father, to always put yourself out there and to be selfless in everything you do. So, Father, firstly, I want to just pray for just a supernatural joy and a supernatural peace and a strength, Father God, to keep on pushing and to keep on going and to keep on expanding the boundaries, Father. Lord, secondly, I want to thank you that this morning as we got to hear the hearts and specifically your heart, Lord, with some of these things, I thank you that people that were maybe sitting here today that are not sure and have been questioning their own purpose and their own lives and their own callings, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that they could identify this morning with somebody on the stage and with a story and with a mission and with a purpose, Lord, that they want to connect with. So, Father, we thank you this morning that together as we stand here, we are the church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against your church, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that we can be Jesus with skin on, Father. We can go out into the community, be your hands and feet, Father. And it's such a privilege. It's such an honor to serve you. We love you this morning, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let's give it up for these leaders and for Mark.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Go ahead. Watch your step. So next week is a very big week for us here at the Cross. Just want to let you know what's happening next week. A year ago, as we said, a lot of us made commitments to a campaign to do three things: plant a church, build ministries in the community, and to grow our existing congregation here at the Cross. And so next week is going to be commitment or recommitment Sunday. We are blessed to have a lot of new folks that weren't around with us, and we'd love for you to make a new commitment. And for you, it wouldn't be a 3-year pledge, it would be a 2-year pledge, because we're a year into it already. And you can find both of these cards there in every other seat. You can see the ones that are highlighted: new commitment, recommitment. And so if you did not make a commitment, weren't a part of our church, but this is your church home right now, we would love for you to sow into what God is doing. And if you made a commitment last year and you want to say, yep, I'm sticking true to my commitment, everything is the same, or maybe things are better or worse and you didn't make a new commitment over the next 2 years, next Sunday will be the time that we're going to make those commitments and bring our first offerings. And then after that, we'll have, actually not going to be voting, but it'll be a very informational meeting on who the board is at the church, and you'll be, take a look at the budget for next year and some big things, and also have some exciting announcements next week at that. And then we're going to do a volunteer recognition that, at the end of next Sunday night. So next Sunday is going to be another busy day. I thought I could take a nap after potluck, but I don't know if I can. But I want to thank you guys for who you are and for what you're doing here. And I get the privilege of a lot of times being the head person or the point person to go around and talk and hear about all the great things the Cross is doing in the community. But I'll tell you what, it's not me. It is you guys are doing incredible work. And I get to be the one that says, I know, it's a great church. We got great people that are big thinking, faith-filled, that love to serve the community and reach the lost. And we're going to keep doing that. And what I want you to know, and what I want you to remember on your way out, is Jesus came to meet needs, and he did. Everywhere he went, he met needs, but there was a need that he met for each and every one of us. We were all sinners, but Christ came for each one of us, and he died for each and every one of us, and he gives grace to each and every one of us. He has met that need, and it is our goal to take what he's met in us so we can help him meet that need in others. Lord, we thank you for a great Sunday. We thank you for some fun with some great leaders. We thank you for all that they're doing and all that your people are behind. We just want to continue to be your hands and feet in this community so that many more may come to know your love and grace and call you Lord and Savior, that you would be their hope, that you would be their anchor no matter what's going on in this world. We pray this in your name. And together we say, amen. Hey, thank you guys all so much for coming to the Cross. Have a great week. If you need prayer for anything, we'll have people praying up here for you. Otherwise, God bless you, and we'll see you very soon.